Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, staff evangelist James Collins welcomes Michael Hoggard to the program to reveal the amazing connection between the Holy Bible and the code book of our bodies, our DNA. Welcome to a brand new month. June not only means warmer weather, it means we are 1 month closer to our summer virtual prophecy conference. 10 different speakers, all online and all on demand. Watch when you want, as often as you want. From July 15th through the 24th, you'll have complete access to special sessions by Michael Hoggard, Kamal Saleem, Micah Van Hus, J.R. Church, Rob Linstead, Larry Spargimino, Noah Hutchings, Doc Marquis, Ambassador Henry Cooper, and Eric Barger. Register today for the Summer Virtual Prophecy Conference by visiting the events section of our website, swrc.com. Or you can register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Michael Hoggard comes now to show the amazing correlations between the Bible and DNA, and how the gospel message is literally encoded in our genetic structure.
It is always an interesting conversation whenever I have Pastor Michael Hoggard on as a guest. Pastor Mike is the senior pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri, and he is well known for his video messages that he produces through his prophetic research ministry. He's a longtime friend of this particular ministry, and he's one of my favorite Bible teachers. Today we're going to talk about something unusual, believe it or not. He has a new set of DVDs titled Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Pastor Mike, welcome back to the Watchman on the Wall.
Oh, it's good to be back with you, Brother James. I enjoyed the conferences we did in Indiana and Wichita, and I really felt like God was doing a good work there. Appreciate you guys doing that up there. I think it was a good work that we did.
I believe so, too. Well, I want to remind our listeners that we're going to be with you in August. We're excited to be coming to Bethel Church for the Missouri Prophecy Conference, which will be held August 19th and 20th. Some fantastic speakers are lined up for this event, including Dr. Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Kamal Saleem, Bill Federer, Micah Van Hus, and our keynote speaker, my guest today, Pastor Mike Hoggard. Now, admission to the conference is free, but you need to register to do that. Call 1-800-652-1144 or register online at swrc.com. Pastor Mike, it's going to be a great conference, isn't it?
I think it is. I'm really looking forward to it and the speakers that you have lined up for it. And I would just encourage anybody in the St. Louis area, Illinois area, reaching all the way throughout, even up into Iowa, Arkansas, any around that area, that it's going to be worth the trip to come up.
Well, let's talk about this DVD set, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. It's a 4-DVD set with over 15 hours of Bible teaching. Now, you're well known for your video messages, and some of the things that you teach, you probably won't hear in your average Sunday school class. Now, some people call you the UFO pastor because you focus on the strange and unusual. I one time heard you say that when you were a kid in school, you checked out all the library books on Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and UFOs because you wanted to learn secrets. Now, what did you mean by that?
Well, it's just something I think God put in me, or maybe it's just part of my nature. I got fascinated when I heard a story on the news locally that there was something they were calling Momo the Monster. And Momo means Missouri Monster. Mm. And what I found out later was that it was a Bigfoot type of sighting that was being seen around different places in Missouri. Missouri has a very large forested area. It's called the Mark Twain National Forest, and it takes up a very large chunk of from the middle of Missouri, right at Interstate 70. 70 sort of divides the state in half. The lower part is mostly wooded. That's where you get into the Ozarks, and north of that, you get into the fields and everything like that, like up in Iowa and Kansas. And so I kept hearing that, and when I was younger, it scared me to death that there was some monster. We lived down in a rural area. Scared me to death that there was some monster down in the woods. But as I grew and started to learn to read and everything like that, I saw books in our school library that were written about monsters called Bigfoot. Then I later found out the Indian name for that was Sasquatch and so on. And those books just really grabbed my attention that there could be some form of, you know, upright walking, hairy ape-looking, human-looking creature walking around not just in Missouri, but in the upper Northwest and Canada. The Bluff Creek sighting where Gimlin and Patterson took that famous film of the female Bigfoot that they call Patty. And I've watched that probably hundreds of times, and I just don't think there's any way in the world that that's a costume. The best Hollywood experts who build costumes for movies say that there's no way that they could even do something like that now, much less then, because it's just too complex. You're talking about $1 million.
Right.
And so I just immediately became a believer in that. Then I was fascinated with stories about UFOs. And I remember watching a made-for-TV movie that was about Betty and Barney Hill. And it was they were a biracial couple up in New England that had an encounter with a UFO where they were abducted, and they were able to speak to the aliens, and the aliens did different tests on them, and of course they didn't remember a lot of it, and then through hypnotic regression they were able to remember a lot of the details. And something that was interesting about Betty and Barney Hill that was never known while Barney Hill was alive. Barney was a very private man, and he considered himself a moral man and a decent Christian man, and he would never reveal in his lifetime, because it just seemed wrong to him that this would ever come out, but he would never reveal the fact, and it was only revealed after he died, that the aliens that had abducted him and his wife had actually taken male seed from him, mm-hmm. extracted that somehow. I'm not sure exactly how they did it, but they extracted that from him. And that was embarrassing to him. And during his lifetime, he never wanted anybody to know about that. And so that was always fascinating to me about aliens, real aliens, not science fiction, that were visiting this earth and taking people off the earth and so on. And so it's just been me wanting to know. I was raised in church, I was a Christian young man, and I wanted to know what these were, but I also knew that my Bible was right, and so in order to reconcile the two things, I had to believe then that my Bible must have had the answers to all of these things.
Well, Pastor Mike, I've followed your ministry for years now, but you recently spoke at our conference in Indiana, and I was totally amazed at your presentation. I told my wife that it may have been the best conference presentation that I have ever heard. And your topic was the mother of all secrets. And you know, when you go to a conference, you hear somebody speak, they usually maybe teach you one thing during a conference presentation that you didn't know. You go, oh, wow, that's neat. Your conference presentation was just one amazing fact being revealed after another, after another, after another. So I want to talk about specifically the mother of all secrets. That's on this DVD set, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. I want to talk about the secret. There is a secret demonic conspiracy.
Yes.
That is trying to destroy our country, our families, and our churches. Now, how did you first come to be interested in this secret?
Well, like I say, it's been part of my mind, and I can see now that in 1998, about a year after I became pastor of my home church here at Bethel Church in Festus, God said, Michael, I want you to study prophecy. Now, it's always been an interest of mine, but I knew God was serious, and I had a feeling then he was going to take it in a way that I never could have imagined before. And so there were several things that God had to do, lay a foundation in my mind for. Number one, I had to get it settled in my mind which Bible was going to be the right one. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take long, but God convinced me that the King James Bible was the right one. And it's the only one that has not been altered in over 400 years. It's the one that built this nation, Brother James. It's the one that our grandfathers and our ancestors preached out of. We built this. We built cities with that Bible. We built churches with that Bible. We've saved millions of souls all over the world with the King James Bible. And I began to learn that the language of the King James Bible is a consistent language throughout. If you see a stone in the Old Testament and you follow that, just the word stone all through the Bible, you're going to learn what God wants you to learn about that stone and who that stone is and what that stone represents. So that was the foundation of it. And then I met, through one of the Southwest Radio conferences, a doctor by the name of Chuck Thurston. He introduced me to the idea that the human cell was a model of the wilderness tabernacle. And I was just blown away by that. He showed me that the 22 amino acids that DNA makes, which are the letters of the language of DNA, match the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And at the time, I didn't know either one of them. So I began to study just a little bit of Hebrew, and I had to go back and remind myself what the amino acids were. I learned about them in high school, but I forgot all about them after that. So I had to go relearn that. Then I began to look at DNA and noticed that it was written in Psalm 139:16, "In thy book all my members were written, which in continuance was fashioned when as yet there was none of them." So after God began to show me DNA, it began to show me that my body, in every way that it's made, in every cell, in every bone structure, the number of bones we have is written in the Bible, the number of chromosomes that our DNA is stored in is written in the Bible, all of these things that make up our body are written in the Bible, and I've been telling people that I believe that our Bible is the blueprint for everything in this creation that God made. He said he spoke it through his word. Well, his word is the Bible that we have. So God started laying a foundation for me. And so I had a certain amount of knowledge. And then Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code came out. Mm-hmm. And I was going on a tour for another prophecy ministry, and I was sitting on a lot of planes, waiting on a lot of airports, and God said, "Mike, I want you to read the Da Vinci Code." And what that did to me was open up the idea of what secret societies really were all about, that they were hiding something behind their rituals, their symbols, their handshakes, everything that they do, they're hiding a secret. And I wanted to know what that secret was. I bought dozens of books that weren't really related to Freemasonry at the time. But then I found out that Dan Brown was going to write his next book on, you know, Freemasonry in America, called The Lost Symbol. And he was going to go through Washington, D.C. with his symbology, you know, Robert Langdon in the book. He's a symbolist teacher. He teaches about symbols and so on. And I then began to become interested in symbols and what they meant. And so I began to study symbols. I've got several books, several large books on symbols and what they mean and so on. And I read those. And then I began to read Masonic books. I read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. I read Albert Mackey's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. I've got other books written on Masonry by Masons themselves. I found on Google Books that there are books in university libraries that they've scanned. The copyright has run out, you know, 100 years ago, so there you can download them for free. And I began to read these books, too. And what aggravated me was none of these books ever wrote down what their real secret was. And that just... Oh, that got me, because here I am. I have this inquisitive mind. I want to know things. I want to know secrets. I want to know what Bigfoot is. I want to know what these UFOs are. I want to know what the Masons are keeping secret, and whether the average Mason even knows what the true secret of Masonry is. And I would almost guarantee 100% that most Masons in this world don't have a clue as to what the true secret of the Masonic Lodge really is. And when all these programs, like on the History Channel, started coming out, Masons started reinventing themselves. They didn't like the fact that they were being called secret societies, because that made them look bad. So they said, we're a society with secrets. Well, why don't you tell the secret? And they said, we can't. We can't tell the secret to anybody. And I've known several people. I've known a lot of people who are members of churches. I know pastors who are Freemasons. And how they can justify bowing in the Masonic Lodge, you bow before a man that you call worshipful master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus said no man can serve two masters. And I always ask the question to anybody that I speak to, if you're a Mason and you call yourself a Christian, then you need to pick a master. You can't serve both of them. You have to decide who you're going to be. And usually, once you bring up Freemasonry to somebody in the church, you're their enemy for life,
right,
because
yeah.
they get pretty perturbed over it. And so it got me interested in wanting to know what their secret was. And I prayed about it. Jeremiah 33:3 is my favorite verse. God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. But I knew that God had to build a knowledge base of information in me. There are some things that I had to learn before he could show me what that secret was. But I realized then that there actually was a book that the secret of Masonry was in. And that book was our King James Bible. Once it dawned on me that that's where it was, then I began to search more and more and more. And it took about 2 years, and finally God showed me what that secret was, and it was right there in the King James Bible, just like he said. And we're going to do programs on this, and you're going to try to get people to buy these videos. I don't know if we should tell them the secret or not in these programs,
well,
Brother James.
We want to tease them a little bit. We want to tease them because we do want people to get the DVD set. If you're just tuning in today, I'm talking with Pastor Mike Hoggard about his 4-DVD set, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. The DVD contains over 15 hours of deep Bible teaching. There are 8 episodes in this series, including The Mother of All Secrets, DNA and the Holy Bible, DNA and the Holy Bible Updated, Triple Helix, more on the Triple Helix, Psalm 119 and DNA, even more on the Triple Helix, Triple Helix, DNA, and Man's Future. And you can order your copy of this fantastic DVD set by calling 1-800-652-1144 or order online at swrc.com. Pastor Mike, we are unfortunately out of time for this program today. So tomorrow, or next time, we're going to talk a little more about Freemasonry, and we'll talk more about the secret that you'll find in this DVD set. Thanks for being on the program with me today. I really appreciate your time.
It's always my pleasure, Brother James. God bless you, and God bless Southwest Radio.
More fascinating insight between the Holy Bible and DNA from Michael Hoggard next time. Today, we are featuring the brand new DVD set from Michael Hoggard, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Over 15 hours of Bible teaching. You'll discover from the pages of the Bible the most diabolical secret ever concealed by mankind. From Freemasonry to the New Age and UFO movement, you'll see what Satan has wanted to keep secret. Also, you'll see how science, the occult, and secret symbols merge together to de-evolve mankind and transform human DNA. This massive DVD set is available to order today. Call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible online. Simply visit swrc.com. As we begin a brand new month, Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill wanted to step in for a few moments and give you an update of all that is happening at Watchmen on the Wall.
What are the new things that come to mind when we're told that the Bible in the New Testament is full of new things for the believer? Well, I've got four ideas for you. Let's talk about the new birth. Jesus Christ said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That's in John 3:3. I remember in the administration of our friend from Georgia, back all those many years ago, that the new birth was a constant question on the lips of reporters. They had no idea what being born again meant. Unfortunately, most people this day, those who've never been born again, don't realize what it is even now. Jimmy Carter was a born-again president, and they took that and ran with it and didn't know what to do with it, to tell you the truth. I think also we have a new person in Scripture when we've come to faith in Christ. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. Well, we've got a new birth and a new person. I think also we have a new destiny. Jesus Christ said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14, portions of verses 2 and 3. He's gone to prepare a place for us, and so that gives us a new home, a home in heaven. That gives us an opportunity to breathe free throughout all of eternity. So we have a new birth, a new person, and a new destiny. I also am reminded that the Bible teaches that we have a new certainty. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." So we have the certainty of eternal life. So what are the four things that I think are new in Scripture? The new birth, the new person, the new destiny, and the new certainty. Let's pray, and then we'll talk a little bit about SWRC. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with a love that's everlasting, never failing. Thank you for these new things that we have in Christ Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much. The new things are just automatic. They're so unique, and yet they are ours. It's your plan, and we thank you for it. Now we ask that you would use us in your service today. Use us just as we are. Use us in the way you want to use us, in whatever that may be. And we thank you, Father, for loving us and for using us in your Son's name. The name of Jesus Christ, we make our prayer. Amen. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here at SWRC. There are a lot of things. One of the things that we have put an emphasis on in this year is this thing of prophecy conferences. And we've been having them all over the country, and we've been having great success. We've seen people increased in their faith. We've seen people come to faith in Christ. It's fantastic to see God at work in these conferences. We have a virtual prophecy conference coming up for the summer, July 15th through 24th. Now, a virtual prophecy conference is one that is on video, and you get it through the internet. The time begins July 15th at 5 p.m., and they go until July 24th. So you can pick and choose what you want to hear, what you want to watch, what you want to study, replay any of the items as much and as often as you wish. The cost of that is $19.99. Teachers of the Word will be there in video. Go to swrc.com and go to events, and you'll find the Virtual Prophecy Conference there, and you can find out all about it, and you can register there at our swrc.com site on the internet. Well, you know, inflation has hit everything. Our food, our gas, you name it. Especially in this thing of shipping and the gasoline used to move the trucks and the trains. Due to inflation and the increase of postage, we're being forced to raise our shipping charges, and we're sorry that we have to do it. We've been trying to hold it down, but now we have to raise them. Remember that all orders over $250 will continue to receive free shipping. Also, another of the shortages that we're running into is that of paper and envelope stock that we use that shadows information on the inside of the envelope and keeps you from looking at it. We can't find those kinds of envelopes anymore. And so if you're sending a gift of a check or some other means of paper transaction, put a piece of paper in that envelope and fold it over so that folks on the outside won't be looking to the inside, okay? It's very important that we find the paper we need, because that's how we print our books and how we communicate through the mail. So please pray that we will be able to locate the needed envelopes and paper soon. And I appreciate your prayers for us in that endeavor, because it is truly a very critical situation we're finding ourselves in. I am so thankful that you're giving to the work of Southwest Radio Church Ministries. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray that God will bless you abundantly this very day.
Today we are featuring the brand new DVD set from Michael Hoggard entitled Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Over 15 hours of Bible teaching. Order yours today by calling 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online. Simply visit swrc.com. Thursday, we'll continue our look with Michael Hoggard into Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.